Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in on the question, which television news anchors do you like and why? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I asked this today for the obvious reason that everyone's talking about Katie Couric's new job as anchor of the CBS Evening News, and yes, we want your reactions. Admit it if you care. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you have an opinion on this, tell us why. What does the face in the anchor's chair mean, if anything, in the 21st century? We're so far past Uncle Walter Cronkite telling us that's the way it is. So what does Katie Couric mean? What does she symbolize? Is the journalism going to be any different from when Bob Schieffer anchors the news? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Who do you like among TV anchors and why? Can you put it into words? Brian Williams, Anderson Cooper, Lou Dobbs, Meredith Vieira? Who and why? And does it matter journalistically who sits in that chair to you as a consumer of information? How about the first woman anchor issue? Is it different when a woman anchors the news? Are you excited because Katie Couric will be the first to do this solo in an anchor's chair? Are you rooting for Katie Couric for that reason? Does she have the whole gravitas thing that some people say she doesn't? And does that matter? Is that just a sort of manliness thing? Do you look for someone comforting? As that's another adjective that sometimes the experts say is important in an anchor. Again, Uncle Walter-esque. Do you want something different in a morning news show host like the Today Show than the evening news anchor as Couric goes from one role to the other? Did you hear, by the way, that Katie Couric went to a soup kitchen yesterday? There's a good photo op for her as she makes this move to even more millions per year than she was probably making at NBC. And the people there seem to know her from the reporting. Oh, yeah, you're that, right? And she gets thousands of dollars per newscast. That's a lot of soup for her. So call us. Do you care? And what does draw you to a news anchor, even if you think it doesn't matter? You probably have your preferences, right? 212-433-WNYC. While your calls are coming in, one last invitation to tomorrow morning's public event, 8:30 at the New School, 12th Street near 6th Avenue. The topic is Cities at Risk, the Benefit of Hindsight. We will see how New York can learn from 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina and other major emergencies. Bob Kerry, the 9/11 Commission member and president of the New School, will be on the panel, along with two former directors of FEMA, Michael Brown and James Lee Witt. Martin O'Malley, the mayor of Baltimore, who also serves as the U.S. Conference of Mayors Homeland Security Chair. And Clark Kent Irvin, a very interesting guy, former Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security. And this event will be presented with the Milano School for Management and Urban Policy at the New School. It's supported in part by the Donald and Paula Smith Family Foundation, and we thank them for that. Admission is free, but reservations are necessary. And as of this time, we are told that it's full, but they are still putting names on a waiting list. So for more information, see the events page at WNYC.org. And this will be tomorrow morning's show. All right. Do you watch? Do you care? Let's see. Joe in Hicksville, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Just a comment. I won't take up too much of your time regarding the whole Katie Couric issue. I don't see what the big deal is. I never thought she was all that magnificent. I thought she was terribly overrated. And, I don't mean any offense, but she had a smile like the Joker from Batman.
So you're talking about, I'm trying to get to criteria here. So you're talking about the look on her face didn't speak what? Credibility?
Yeah, it was a little too, nowadays everything is forced upon us as opposed to us being able to formulate our opinions. And it's almost like we're too stupid to choose what we think should be a good, let's say, journalist or news media.
So what anchor do you like?
I, I prefer all the bygone gentlemen. I felt that they had a certain character and digging ability, such as Bill Buteau, the late Bill Buteau. I really enjoyed Ted Koppel. Those were the...
Mm-hmm. And do you feel the same way about the younger guys, say Brian Williams, no. Anderson Cooper?
No. Reason being is that everyone wants to be edgy. Everyone has to be catchy and or controversial. I really missed Star Wars characters that to me were just true Americans. They weren't controversial, and they did provide a certain sense of calmness as well.
Joe, thanks a lot for starting us off. I appreciate it. And Elias in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elias.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that I was a little disappointed in CBS because I associate Katie Couric, and she's great, but I associate her with entertaining and not news.
You associate with her with entertainment and not news.
Yeah,
now, she has done
the book and the movie and, you know, talk about the latest recipe and, you know, but I she's great, but I don't associate her with news. I think that there are other people like
she, yeah. Now, she did start as a Pentagon correspondent, but she did that for less than a year and then has been doing this morning show thing. So assuming that she has the chops to be a journalist, you think the fact that she's been doing this lighter morning show kind of makes it look like an entertainment-y move to you?
Yes, it really does.
Thank you.
And I thought Schieffer was great. I don't see...
Who else do you like?
Oh my God! I'm
of the current
John Stewart.
John Stewart. Okay. Well, there you go. There's the common denominator. Everybody likes John Stewart, and that's of course that's entertainment, Elias, right?
Yeah, I know. But it makes fun of the news.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. So here, but actually, it's an issue, isn't it? If John Stewart, who hosts a fake news comedy show, is seen as having more gravitas than the anchor just tapped to host the CBS Evening News, maybe we have an issue. Bob in Valley Stream, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Brian. Twofold. I like the idea of her coming in the sense that if it draws more people to watch the Evening News, that would be a great thing, because I notice a lot of people don't. On the other hand, I'd like to see somebody come up from the ranks, somebody who's been in the field, a woman who has been reporting from the trenches. I think that adds credibility too. Now, on marketing strategy or whatever to get more people to watch the news, I know that's a big issue, but couldn't it be somebody in the trenches, a female in the trenches?
Right. Now, I was being spoken to in my ear for part of that, so I missed some of your answer.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, who do you like? Who are your favorites?
I like CBS. And I like the reporters in the field. There's a couple of female reporters there. I've been there for quite a while. I think they give a lot of credibility. They know what's going on. They've worked the White House. They've been all over the world. And I think they give I'm a news watcher, so I think they add a lot of credibility, somebody who knows really what's going on.
Do you watch the cable news channels?
No, I don't even have cable.
Then I guess you don't watch the cable news channel.
No, I don't.
Okay, Bob, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you know what? We're going to save a few lines at this point. Bob's line and some of you who maybe are repeating some things that other people have said, forgive us, we're going to bump you. Because by the roll of the dice, we don't have that many lines, just 10. We happen to get almost all men among the first 10 people who called in. And since part of the question here is about the importance, if it is important, of the first solo woman anchor, in a job like this, we want to hear some women's voices. And the guys, you're hearing it, the guys are pretty negative about Katie Couric, Bob a little less so. But 212-433-WNYC, are women in our audience going to come down any differently on this? I wonder. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Fernanda in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. I didn't say we got all men.
Hi. I grew up watching Peter Jennings every single night in my house before dinner. And I have to say that there's something really nice about having a familiar face as your evening news anchor. And the fact that Katie Couric, you know, has been on television for so long and so, you know, has such a loyal following, I think, you know, bodes well for her in her future as, the anchor of CBS News. I think, you know, give her a chance, give her some time, and, you know, see if you, I guess, agree with the look in her eyes when she delivers the news.
Ah, we have a look in her eyes criterion here. And do you like anybody in particular now since Peter is gone and Katie Couric is not there yet? Who are you watching these days?
You know, I have to say, I really like Bob Woodruff, and I'm sad about what's going on with him.
Yeah, he's not there, right.
I like Brian Williams a lot. I don't know if it's maybe, you know, I have a penchant for attractive, dark-haired men, but, you know, I mean, for some reason, you know, I have to say again about Peter Jennings, the way he delivered the news, I kind of felt like he agreed with, you know, the way I felt about things. There was something a little bit more emotional.
So now we got a political thing coming into it?
It's possibly political. It could be.
Yeah. And you know, the critique of Brian Williams from some people is that he's shallow, that he doesn't have any more gravitas than Katie Couric might, coming from the Today Show, mm-hmm. being that he was never stationed overseas and really doesn't, you know, he has that presenter smoothness, but he doesn't have the journalism background.
Well, I think people need to differentiate between, you know, a reporter in the field and a news anchor. The news anchor is your home base. You know, they're the anchor. They're not, you know, your
right.
core correspondent.
Or interesting. And in Britain, you know, they do it explicitly. They call the news anchors presenters,
uh-huh.
and they don't even pretend that these people are journalists in the same way as the people who are filing.
Right. And, I'm also a huge fan of McNeil Lehrer and the BBC News. And they're definitely, you know, that's definitely an example of a home base anchor sort of, you know, presentership. So.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate
Thank
it
you.
A lot. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick comment. I'm 90% sure it was Katie Couric at the beginning of the Gulf War who had a Navy SEAL on, and she made some comment like, Navy SEALs rock. And to my mind, that should forever disqualify her from a job as an anchor.
Well, maybe that just disqualifies. Let me ask you how old you are.
I am 40.
Yeah, well, not that old. I mean, yeah. But people who, interesting. And yet you think that would disqualify you, just the fact that she would use that language.
Yeah, I just thought it was so blatantly like cheerleading. And even considering the kind of show that, you know, she did, the Today Show.
What if she said it in a more old-fashioned way, like, I support our troops, or thanks for your service to our country?
Yeah, I know. Maybe that would be more forgiving, I guess. Because you actually said that on your show today.
To a troop who called in, right.
Yeah, so maybe it is the language she used. I don't know. I just think she's not, and you mentioned gravitas, and I think she doesn't have that.
Yeah, but I mean, I would be, you know, on other occasions I might, you know, maybe not exactly in that context, but I wouldn't want to be held to a stodgy standard so that I couldn't tell someone whose work I like, even if it was policy wonk work,
uh-huh.
you rock.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I don't know. But all right, but that's what it is for you. Who do you like?
Well, I loved Dodgy Dhaliwal when she was on BBC.
Uh-huh.
I like Jim Lehrer, and I actually liked Peter Jennings when he was doing it.
Dodgy Dhaliwal definitely rocks.
Yeah.
Peter, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Joan in Oyster Bay, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I have never watched the Today Show at all. I mean, if I tuned in, I tuned out, because to me it's not news, it's just entertainment. And I watch Lou Dobbs at night, in the evening, followed by Lehrer, which is...
Now, they are as different as they could possibly be, right?
Right.
Lou Dobbs has kind of morphed from, you know, business anchor to news anchor to opinion shouter.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're extreme.
And Jim Lehrer, no relation, by the way, is as staid as one could possibly be. So
absolutely.
How do you come to like both of them?
That's why I like both of them.
Yeah.
They're two ends of the spectrum, and they go very well together. Lou Dobbs shouts out the extremes and the major concerns. Some I don't feel so major, but then you Lehrer comes afterwards, and you get some very diverse points of view that, you know, you wouldn't hear on Lou Dobbs, but you wouldn't hear that on Lehrer. You wouldn't hear
mm-hmm.
some of the things that he brings out that are very important.
Do you have an opinion about Katie Couric?
No, because I just don't watch.
You don't
I turn it on and, I mean...
You don't watch the morning shows?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty busy, and I don't want to watch television in the morning particularly. And even if I did, I certainly wouldn't tune into the little I've seen of it. It's just kind of a lot of banter, and, you know, it's not, you don't get meat.
Joan, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Here's an email that says, agree with several callers, Miss Aaron Brown and Jeff Greenfield. Is Jeff Greenfield off? I thought he's still on CNN, but he's not an anchor. Think Gwen Ifill on PBS is great. Grew up watching Peter Jennings, and my Canadian grandmother, once widowed, had dinner with Peter each evening. Do think it is positive that Katie is a woman. Connie Chung was treated so poorly, and I think she is a credible and serious journalist. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. I just can't believe what CBS is thinking. To go from someone like Walter Cronkite to Bob Schieffer to Katie Couric, it's like, I think his name was two callers or three callers ago. I agree with him. It's just total entertainment and fluff.
What do you think about this email, which is going partly where you're going? This says, Katie Couric is too perky. What about women like Cokie Roberts or Christiane Amanpour? These are serious newswomen who can bring intelligence and man-like qualities to the news. Written by a woman, according to her name. Is it man-like qualities in a woman?
Well, I agree with that entirely. What about that woman by the name of McVicker? You see her around? I mean, what Katie is like, she's just such a lightweight, and they must be paying her a fortune for this, and I think that CBS could spend their money better. Did they kick Bob Schieffer out?
My understanding is he did not want it. Now, they might say that, I don't know, but I've heard it time and time again. Is that right? That he was not interested. I've just heard it time and time again. They even, from what I've heard, offered Katie Couric other kinds of jobs. Schieffer's working for them, I think, ratings-wise. I think credibility-wise, he's serving a good purpose, and I'm not sure they were so anxious to make a change. But, Agape in Smithtown, you're going to get the last word in our last 20 seconds. Hello.
Hi. I really like Katie Couric. I watch her every morning on the Today Show. And she does deliver the news. That's how I get my news primarily in the morning. And
so what do you say to all these people who say she's too perky and all of that stuff?
She is perky, but when she delivers the news, the war in Iraq and other issues, she's not perky. She's serious. She has levity to the issue that she's discussing. I think, you know, as a woman, it's very important that a woman is now taking on this role.
Agape, thank you for your call. To all our callers, you rock. Talk to you tomorrow.